Wisconsin Ethics Board statistics show that organizations spent nearly 15,000 hours lobbying both for and against proposals that would have written tax limits into the state constitution. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Incorporated accounted for about a third of that time. Michael Berkeley is the group's only lobbyist. According to state records, he spent 4,500 hours lobbying in favor of the plans.
That's all we do. So that's why all our time, you know, almost all of our time, was devoted to this particular issue.
Berkeley's group is one of only six organizations that lobbied in favor of some sort of revenue limits. Capital Powerhouses, Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, and Wisconsin Farm Bureau were among those on board, but they didn't have to report their time because they said it accounted for less than 10% of their business at the Capitol. Berkeley says he favors revenue limits because he thinks the state's residents are overtaxed, but he says that simple idea suffered when it grew complicated.
It became so extremely complex and riddled with holes. Even those who initially backed our proposal jumped off.
In the waning months of session, Berkeley says he spent the better part of his days meeting with legislators trying to refute the many critics of the plan. More than 100 groups registered against the idea, fearing it could hamstring local government services and damage public schools. The state's largest teachers union spent about 1,000 hours lobbying against it. In the end, several Senate Republicans helped kill the proposal, saying they didn't think budget policy belonged in the Constitution. Berkeley says he'll be back pushing the same idea next year. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.